Since the 1920s, Muhammad Asghar's family has lived and worked on this land near Jerusalem.
The land is our life. We are agricultural. We eat from it. We live on it.
His father and grandfather lived here in Bedouin tents. In 1972, he built this stone house on land that was part of the West Bank village of Hezma. Several years later, Israeli settlers built houses on the surrounding land. As those settlements expanded, the Israeli government moved the municipal boundaries of Jerusalem to include them. Today, Muhammad's once remote West Bank home is surrounded by Israeli neighborhoods. His house is now within the boundaries of East Jerusalem, inside Israel proper. He says the Israeli Housing Authority tried to buy his land twice. Each time, he refused.
Several times they came to my house and sat here where we are. They put a check to sign in front of me and told me to fill in the amount of money I want for my house and land. The representative from the Israeli Housing Authority told me, "You cannot live with the Jews."
Muhammad says Israel has taken 70% of the land that once belonged to the village of Hezma. Most of his family now has Israeli identity cards. Without them, they could not legally live or even enter Israel. Two of his sons do not have them. The brothers live across the street and over the separation barrier in Hezma. They must have special permission to visit their father inside Israel.
When they get permission to come, they receive their names at the checkpoint. But sometimes the shift changes, and there are different soldiers manning the checkpoint. Then they have difficulties.
Well, this is myself.
Abraham Kiryati, a prominent Israeli lawyer, says the settlements around Jerusalem are perfectly legal under Israeli law. He says West Bank lands that were not registered as belonging to Palestinians during the British Mandate period became Israeli land under Israeli law after the 1967 Arab-Israeli War.
Those areas which were not registered under the Palestinian the mandate law as lands belonging to persons like him and me, those were decided to be called state lands. And those state lands were allocated for the building of the new quarters around Jerusalem.
Abraham acknowledges that Palestinians like Muhammad Asghar are in a difficult situation. In his mind, the most likely scenario to come out of a peace agreement will be that people like Muhammad will become Palestinian citizens living in the State of Israel. But Muhammad will have none of that.
I am Palestinian, as my father and grandfathers were, and Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. I will not leave Jerusalem. I will stay Palestinian, as will my sons.
Muhammad understands the fate of his family may be in the hands of the peace process, not a comforting thought given the failures of the past. So he holds tight to the only commodity that defines all people of this region and hopes for the best.
I hope that peace will happen between Jews and Arabs, but this is out of my hands. What's in my hands, what I have now, is my land.
Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Jerusalem.